Sonia Soich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Fridays are when we talk about the region's business news. A schedule for opening a controversial grocery store was announced this week. This is that new Safeway near Sacramento's Curtis Park neighborhood.
Weather permitting, the store is expected to open March 6th. It will have a full assortment of grocery items as well as prepared foods such as sushi and a Starbucks store. Now, this is just one part of a $400 million project that includes a residential component along with retail.
And the controversy surrounding the store has to do with the gas station, right?
Yeah. Some residents in the Curtis Park area consistently opposed a Safeway gas station, and the city denied a conditional use permit for a Safeway branded gas station at the site. Paul Petrovich, the developer behind this project, is in litigation with the city over that denial. The developer thinks he'll ultimately prevail. But for now, the Safeway will open without an accompanying gas station. And since the gas station isn't moving forward at the moment, the developer said he made an additional financial concession to Safeway to get the project off the ground.
So the Safeway is part of a larger retail center at the site. Do we know about any other businesses expected to open at the center?
Well, ultimately, it should be a pretty significant retail lineup. The center will have 6 anchor tenants and more than 45 tenants overall at build-out. We know it will also include a Pete's Coffee Shop and a Pet Supplies Plus store that's moving from a center that Petrovich owns nearby. More retail announcements are expected to come in the future.
It was also a pretty significant week for the planned downtown rail yards development just north of downtown Sacramento. A billionaire investor has agreed to purchase the proposed soccer stadium site in the rail yards.
Yeah, we're talking about billionaire Ron Burkle, the co-founder and managing partner of a Los Angeles-based private equity firm. He's agreed to buy a majority ownership in the Sacramento Republic Soccer Club and purchase the proposed soccer stadium site and an additional 14 acres for an entertainment district in the rail yards. Now, Burkle's agreement to purchase the team and the stadium site is predicated on Major League Soccer choosing Sacramento for an expansion team.
Well, yeah, I mean, how do you think this is going to affect Sacramento's effort to land an expansion team? I mean, is this going to improve the city's chances of being selected?
MLS officials previously indicated that the Republic needed a billionaire lead investor for Sacramento's franchise bid to succeed. This looks like a step in the right direction. Now, Burkle is also a part owner of the Pittsburgh Penguins professional hockey team, and his net worth is estimated at $2 billion, according to Forbes. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Another big piece of Rail Yards news, Kaiser has completed a land purchase for a planned medical center in the development.
Yeah, Kaiser Foundation Hospitals paid $33 million for an 18-acre property in the rail yards. Kaiser is expected to be a major tenant for the rail yards, and this land purchase has been in the works for a while. We don't know for sure when Kaiser will break ground on the project, though the health system has previously said it hopes to break ground in 2019. The Rail Yards Hospital is expected to eventually include 420 beds in a 14-story building and a medical office, and it will replace Kaiser's Morse Avenue Hospital.
So we've got the hospital and the possible soccer stadium. What else do we know about what's being planned in the rail yards?
The entire project is expected to span 200 acres. Other planned elements include a county courthouse and a 6-story mixed-use project with apartments.
Sonia Soich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.